We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Chris Scanlon. I'm the president pro temp of the Buffalo Common Council. And in the absence of our council president, Darius Pridgen, I'm going to be starting today's ceremony. I know the council president is terribly sorry he could not be here today as he's out of town. But he wanted to congratulate you and extend his well wishes to you, Staff Sergeant Bellavia. I'd like to welcome everyone, and in particular Staff Sergeant David Bellavia, to the chambers of the Buffalo Common Council this afternoon. We're here today to recognize the actions of a man who is in rarefied air. Staff Sergeant David Bellavia is the only living Iraq War veteran to have received the Medal of Honor for his actions during that conflict. A man who, when times were at their bleakest, rose to the occasion and was willing to lay down his life for the other members of his platoon. He braved enemy gunfire to free his fellow soldiers, and in doing so, saved the lives of these soldiers who were within a kill zone and would not be here today had it not been for these heroic acts. Now, I do not know what any of my colleagues, if they remember what they were doing on their 29th birthday, but I can promise you that David Bellavia does. On November 10th, 2004, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia and other members of his unit, the 2nd Battalion, 2nd Infantry Regiment of the Army's 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Infantry Division, were taking part in Operation Phantom Fury, often referred to as the Second Battle of Fallujah. This extremely intense encounter was marked by an incredible amount of close-range combat and house-to-house fighting. Their brigade had experienced the loss of 37 soldiers during that year. But on this day, they would lose no more. The actions of Staff Sergeant Bellavia, saving his fellow soldiers and eliminating four insurgents while seriously wounding a fifth, are a lesson in heroism and nothing short of remarkable. Staff Sergeant Bellavia, you are a true hero, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your actions on that day and for your service to this country. I would now like to welcome up Councilmember Richard Fontana to the podium to say a few words and to present you with a proclamation, and I would ask that Staff Sergeant Bellavia please join him at the podium.
David, we've spoken on the radio many times, and we met in person today, but I feel like I've always known you, for our love of our country shines throughout the chambers here today. These chambers were built by craftsmen, and today all their hard work and all of their wisdom over the years shines through as we present this award to you, sir, Mr. David Bellavia, Staff Sergeant. I will now read the presentation. Our proclamation reads, on November 10th, 2004, former Army Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia was serving with Task Force 2-2, 1st Infantry Division, when his platoon became trapped while clearing a block of houses in Fallujah. Whereas during the battle in Fallujah, Staff Sergeant David Bellavia single-handedly rescued an entire squad and risked his own life to allow his fellow soldiers to break contact and reorganize. And whereas on June 25th, 2019, Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia became the first living Iraq War veteran to be awarded the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military award. Now, therefore, as we celebrate Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia's bravery, we proclaim the day of the award, Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, as Staff Sergeant David G. Bellavia Day in the City of Buffalo. David, we honor you. We thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This is pretty humbling. And one of the things I've been most proud of is to go around the country and to be able to tell people where I'm from and to know that you know, our city, we have disagreements. We don't always see the world the same way, but we are community members first. We're citizens first. And our military has always been put on a pedestal everywhere I've gone in the city of Buffalo. It didn't matter what your skin color was or who you loved or who you voted for. If you wore the uniform, you were willing to do whatever it took for the residents of Buffalo, New York, and the entire country, and that meant something. Not every city could say that, but Buffalo could always say that. And I'm super proud to be born here. I'm super proud to have gotten to serve my country out of a MEPS here in Western New York. And I just want to encourage as many people as I possibly can. The military is offering various mentorships and opportunities for young people to see a true north. That is so crucial. That is so crucial that we allow young people to realize that they control their own destiny. And they could be an individual in a community and serve their country and come back to Buffalo and make Buffalo better because of their service. That's what I'm dedicating my life to. And thank you so much for the way you treat veterans. Thank you for your kindness and hospitality. And I look forward to work with you in the future. Thank you.
Colleagues, if you have any comments, Mr. Franchek?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Fontana. And I just wanted to say that David Bellavia was absolutely on time. That's military precision. Us, we were late. I mean, that's kind of typical. You know, I find it fascinating because Joe Gwombeck and I teach history at Buff State, and we talk about the area where Mr. Bellavia was fighting, and it was known as the cradle of civilization, where writing was invented, where farming was invented, where civilization as we know it was invented. And boy, it changed a lot in 4,000 years. And he's the man that had to go and save Western civilization against a form of terrorism that had taken over this country. And I think we have, without men like Staff Sergeant Bellavia, democracy and the Western civilization could not survive. Without brave, courageous men, selfless men, we would not survive as a civilization. That's very, very important. And also, just on a personal note, is that when I was a guest on his Sunday political radio show, he was a real gentleman. He didn't throw softballs or anything like that, but he didn't let gratuitous, you know, cage rattling and, you know, people just being, you know, disrespectful. And I thank him for being a knowledgeable and such a courteous gentleman. And I could say superlatives all day, but thanks, Dave.
Okay, David, thank you so much. The administration, the mayor of the city of Buffalo, will be also hosting a ceremony today at 1:45 in the mayor's office on David's behalf. We thank him for his service to the country, and as Buffalonians, we salute him. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Let's get a picture of that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.